It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Sunday is a special day, especially for those in the Valley that follow the game of hockey. Now, wait, before you turn the radio off, I know, hockey. Well, you know, it's not. Why are we even talking about hockey? Because one of the greatest human beings to ever traverse the earth is in studio with us right now.
Me, Gatos.
No.
No.
No. We're talking hockey.
Oh.
Shane Doan. Former Coyote, Captain Coyote, his number will be retired, and a ceremony will happen on Sunday during the game out in Glendale, and he's in studio with us right now. I miss you. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Donor,
I miss you on the ice.
Donor, look at him. The man is going to be brought to tears.
Oh, it's coming. At some point, in this interview, I'm just going to... Look. For somebody that didn't like hockey until he was 40 years old, and discovered the Coyotes on just a happenstance. And I fell in love with the game once I went to a game and understood what was going on. To watch you and to watch the way you played and how you were as a human being when there are so many other bags in other sports that are just all about themselves. It's just an honor. It was an honor to watch you play when I did. And you brought so much to this community that you kind of feel like you know you. Does that make sense? You played for so long. You stayed here during the off season. A lot of people feel that you know you, and now I have to go outside because I'm going to cry.
You know, thank you. I mean, it's amazing. You know what? One of the things I'm most surprised at is the fact that so many people, and I never viewed it that way because I'm a sports fan of every sport, and always want to get to know the people. And I'm always surprised when people are like, man, I feel like I grew up with you. And I'm like, I feel the same way, like with the Valley.
Yeah.
It's such a cool.
Yeah.
This is home. I've been here 23 years. I've never been anywhere more than 15. And this is home. And it's cool to see and talk to people where that was their experience because the sport was so new. And I was kind of the guy that they identified
with.
And I thank you. I'm beyond honored because thank you.
So, let's have some fun.
All right.
Got Doaner here in studio. He's going to have his number retired on Sunday. We have two pairs of tickets. If you want to go to this game.
And you should.
You can't just call up because that's not how we roll.
Correct.
You've got to do something. So
correct.
What we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to give your best play-by-play of Shane Doan scoring a goal. And the Doaner is going to pick who he likes. Okay, so we got two pairs.
Okay.
So 602-277-5827. This is your chance. You call up, say hi to the Doaner, and give us your best play-by-play of him scoring a goal. If you excite us, if you get us up off our seats, if Shane likes you, guess what? We're going to hand you a pair of tickets for Sunday's game to see Shane Doan get his number retired. 602-277-5827. 602-277-KTAR.
All right, I'm not going to get all, you know. You remember game 4 of the Western Conference? I'm not going to get all that.
Oh.
What is the most surprising thing that you've discovered, or what is the most nicest thing since you have retired? Have you just discovered something? Have you taken up a hobby? Like, what is it that you've made that transition? What is the number one thing that you've really enjoyed or really gone, wow, I really liked it. I didn't know I could do that before.
You know what? The thing that I've enjoyed, and this sounds so simple and silly, is
gardening.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got horses and everything. Yeah. My goodness.
I have a 12-year-old boy. He's in grade 6. He rides his bike to school literally every day. Like he hasn't missed, he's probably missed 5 days in the last 6 years, like every day. And he'd always ride with his friends or with his older brother. And now his older brother's in high school and driving and goes to a different school. And as one of the friends that he always rode with, she doesn't go into the school anymore. So him and I have rode together every single morning.
On bikes.
And it has been an absolute blast.
Oh, that's great.
And now it's something that I look forward to. And then I ride and pick him up. And it's such a simple thing, but it's like it's become kind of our thing. And
yeah.
I love it. And I can't say how I never didn't even cross my mind that would be something I'd get to do, and it's
right.
Something that has made every morning a blast.
Mm.
We look forward to it. He tells me the words he uses about talking about coding or about playing some video game or something. I don't even understand it, but I just laugh the whole way to school.
Right. Shane Doan is in studio. Captain Coyote, his big night is going to be on Sunday. And we've got two pairs of tickets. Do you want to see Shane Doan get his number retired? What we're asking you to do, it's kind of like when we do Sing for Tickets, except you've got to give play-by-play for tickets.
Yeah.
Okay? You come on, give us a good 10 or 15 seconds of your play-by-play of a Shane Doan goal, and if you're any good, the donor's going to say he's going to pick you or he's going to say yes or no.
Okay.
All right. First
up,
here we go,
is Rita. Rita, you are in Phoenix. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal for the Coyotes. Go
ahead.
Here we are. We're watching the Phoenix Coyotes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is quite a game tonight. Here comes the captain, the Shane Doaner. Down the ice. He's passing it to Ronick. Ronick back to Shane. Ronan, we score.
Oh, and the horn.
I got the horn, man.
Rita, that was beautiful. Thank you.
All right, Rita, hold on. Very good.
Oh. All right, let's put her on hold.
All right.
All right, donor, think Rita, maybe, okay?
Yep, definitely. Okay. Definitely. Rita's in there.
All right, Mike, you're an Ahwatukee. You've got some tough competition with Rita there. Mike, you ready?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Here we go. About a minute and 30 left to go in the game. Ray Whitney takes the puck across the blue line. Shane Doan topped on the left circle. It's the shot. He scores. Shane Doan with the hat trick. Donor, yeah!
How many hat tricks did you score?
Two.
You remember them both vividly.
Yes, I do. It only took me 1,100 games to get the
first one. Oh, jeez. Jeez.
All right.
Next up is John. John in Phoenix, give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal play-by-play.
Yes, sir. Tkachuk at the face-off. Tkachuk slaps it to Shane Doan. Shane Doan back to Tkachuk. Tkachuk back to Shane Doan. Shane Doan scores!
Not bad.
I like it.
All right,
like
so
scoring.
Far pretty good. So far pretty good.
Very good.
I have the Chicago Blackhawks hockey goal here. Let's see what that sounds like.
Why
I don't know. It's just in here. I don't know. What do you think of this?
No, we don't like the Blackhawks. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying. I got it. It's in my – I'll use the Coyotes one.
Jeez. All right, Jacob, you're in Gilbert. Jacob, can you beat –
Sorry, my bad.
Jacob, that's never happened before, I swear. Yeah, a little premature.
Sorry
there.
About that.
Yeah, you get fired at the arena. All right, Jacob, go ahead. Give us your best Shane Doan scoring a goal.
Doan, in the shootout against Anaheim, comes down the wing, kind of snakes in left to right, right to left, looks out, Gibson takes the shot, his stick breaks, and the puck goes in the net.
Now, that actually happened.
It did actually happen.
Scored a goal by breaking your stick, and the puck just kind of lost velocity but just snuck under, right?
Yes, it was the ultimate kind of not planned accidental changeup. It worked out well.
All right.
Why don't we take let's take one more.
All right, Tina, you're in surprise. Tina, can you give us your Shane Doan scoring a goal moment? Tina?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. OEL. Just Dvorak. Just go. Don't shoot. He scores. The Captain Coyote scores.
Oh, the howl.
The howl, too. Okay. All right, so you've got... Okay, I got it. Jeez. Rita? Mike? John? Jake, Tina. Out of those five,
you got to pick two, donor.
Yeah, I might have to go with the ones where they did the games actual played, where it was the hat trick one, and the one where I break my stick. Just appreciate the nostalgia.
Who do we got? Who is that, Mac?
I don't know. Mike. I think it was Mike.
Mike and Jacob, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, Mike in Ahwatukee and Jacob gave you the broken stick goal
as
well.
And I loved them all, and I wish I could give them all tickets.
Are they still there on the line?
Yeah.
Put Mike back on.
All right, Mike, you're in Ahwatukee. You still there?
Yes, sir. Hi, guys.
All right, what do you have to say to the donor? You're going to go to the game on Sunday.
I love you, Shane Doan.
All right, Mike, hang on.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right.
Love
and,
you, too.
And Jacob, you're in Gilbert. Jacob with the broken stick goal against Anaheim.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Right.
What do you want to say to the donor? You're going to the game on Sunday.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for so many great years of hockey. Like, looking up to you was just absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better role model.
Nice.
Thank you, Jacob. That's too kind.
Yeah.
Donor, do you get sick of people being so nice to you? I mean, are you this nice of a guy?
He just proves what you put out in the world, you receive tenfold. He just proves it.
I don't get this kind of stuff, and I'm
you're
the nicest
not nice.
Guy in the world.
No, you're not. As you just tried to horn me every single time I tried
to talk.
I did
not.
Yes, that's not true. Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. If you give me like a toy, I'm like a 3-year-old, you know.
Right.
So I've got all these horns right in front of me. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure.
Well, Shane Doan, it's great to see you. Congratulations, man. You deserve it. Sunday's a big day for you. Are you going to cry?
There's probably a point where I'm going to get a little bit overwhelmed by the whole thing.
It's supposed to be sold out, too.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know what, it's the coolest thing about it is all the people that are going to get to be there. And I get, you know, you play through your career and you leave home and people that helped you kind of get to the NHL and then people that have played with you along the way. And they kind of come and go, and for them all to kind of intersect on one night together with me is something that I'm really, really looking forward to.
Real quick, will we see you around the Valley? Are you going to work for the Coyotes? Are you going to do something locally? What's your next step?
Would you like to do our news reports?
You know what? I will definitely be around the Valley. My kids, this is home. This has become home. Like I said, I've been here for 23 years, and this is home for us. I don't know if I'll ever work for the – I mean, I'm not opposed to working for the Coyotes, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really enjoy being at home right now. I'm working for the NHL and getting an opportunity to learn a lot with them and be able to help them out, and that's something that I've enjoyed a lot. But being home with my kids and being able to coach my son and be with my daughters and my son's dance rehearsals and go to my daughter's plays, it's something I'm really enjoying. And it's a long overdue, and I'm glad I get to do it now.
Yeah.
Shane Doan, Captain Coyote, his number will be retired on Sunday. If you don't have anything to do, just cancel your plans and show up at Gila River Arena. Once in a lifetime opportunity for a once in a lifetime kind of guy. All right.
That really drowns you out. I think it's a lot better than, you know. All right, Doaner, we'll see you later. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on so much. Thanks.
All right. Why don't you horn Becky Lynn? She's got an update right
no,
now.
No, let's not. Let's not do that.
KTAR News Flash.
It is 3:18. I'm Becky Lynn with three things you need to know right now. Our TV partners at ABC 15 have learned that Glendale police officer Matt Schneider, who was suspended after tasing a man 11 times during a traffic stop in 2017, has three suspensions and two reprimands in his employee file at the police department. Glendale police are not commenting. This Thursday and Friday, we're expecting the biggest winter storm yet of the year, and we're expecting plenty of rain and cold temps right here in the valley. Climatologists say it's all thanks to a very strong El Nino, and it should help recharge the state's water reservoirs. Well, there's another casualty in the retail industry. Payless Shoes Source says it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and is closing all 2,500 stores in North America by the end of May. Its franchise operations and Latin American stores are still open for business as usual. You're never more than 15 minutes away from today's top stories on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Time to check that traffic now with Larry Lewis in the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center.
Well, Becky Lynn, we had a crash slowing things down for you in the Ahwatukee area, Desert Foothills Parkway, just south of Chandler Boulevard. Watch out for that. 50-